The JL Show at Christmas, brought to you by Amazon Prime Instant Video. Watch The Dark Knight Rises, The Walking Dead, Free, Transparent Season 1, and more on Amazon Prime Instant Video, and have a truly family Christmas.
It's 6 a.m. on Christmas Eve, and we are gathered around the fireplace for a super early morning Christmas Day chat with all of our friends. Michael, you're the wealthiest person here. Did you get a house for Christmas this year?
Yeah.
No, I really got a house.
So, guys, what do you think the fact that Robin Williams, is crazy today?
Oh, yeah.
I heard
about that. It's crazy. Like, right. Robin Williams is back in the day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, have another 15 days.
America seems to declare war on all of the most people ever. Yeah. Even though the same move to be declared was
fine.
Christmas Day is my favorite. I got loads of presents from Santa Claus. I met Santa Claus last night. I'm gonna tell the story now from beginning to end. So I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I hear a little jingling sound outside and I think, my, what's that jingling sound? So I get out of the room, bring my baseball bat with me, go downstairs.
You bring a hurl, you're from Ireland.
I see a big fat man in there. I go in. I don't know where the story's going. You tell a better story, Owen. You tell your joke about the reindeer.
No,
shut up.
Hey, I actually saw Santa once. I'm not joking. When I was younger, but I can't say it.
You know when you're younger, you're really excited for Christmas, right?
I guess.
All right, so I went down the stairs and I saw, right, here's like noise. And so I went down the stairs and I saw Santa Claus. I was like, oh my god, Santa. So I gave him a hug and then he said, go back to bed. So I went back to bed. And I woke up the next morning. Turned out he wasn't Santa, but he got fucking robbed.
Did you actually?
No, that's not true.
Are you an only child?
Yes. No, he has a secret twin. You like, they're actually identical, but like.
We like to be in the school on alternate days.
I wish I had identical twins, so you saw one job.
Oh, I know, you saw everything. Oh, like a double gang. What kind of double gang?
What if one of them is gay? I have a great joke. This is my joke. A cripple walks into a bar. Speaking of non-functioning limbs, I watched Peter Pan live last week, even though it aired 4 weeks ago, Christmas listeners. 3 weeks ago, Peter Pan live with Christopher Walken.
Walken Wardrobe.
I am the fierce Captain Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Beware me.
How about the Hugh Jackman?
Bring me my piano. He put a piano down in his lap. He gave his own candy piano. Downloaded some of the songs, actually. I can show them to you now. Oh, it's so good when he... I mean, it's 3 hours long, right? Some of it is so bad. Like, Tinkerbell is this CGI bell that floats around the screen making this annoying noise. So halfway through, Tinkerbell gets stuck inside a lamp and is dying. And they put this big hashtag up on the screen, hashtag save Tinkerbell. And then the actress playing Peter Pan, she turns to the camera and she goes this. Yeah. Peter Pan's a girl.
Yeah, Peter Pan's a girl.
Allison Williams. So she turns to the camera and she goes, if you want to save Tinkerbell, you have to sing really loudly. Tweet hashtag Tinkerbell. And I'm just like, nope, I'm not watching anymore. They broke the fourth wall to advertise a fucking hashtag during Peter Pan Live. So hashtag save Tinkerbell was trending then for like an hour.
Serious?
Yeah. But so Christopher Walken turns up.
Was he actually any good?
I guess.
How do they do the CGI?
Tinkerbell. Huh?
It's just a bell that floats around in front of the screen.
How do they do it for the audience?
Well, there's no audience.
Did you not know that? There's no audience.
It's just the actors walking around on a big, in a big airport hangar, and the camera follows them around. There's no audience.
Oh shit.
That would be inconvenient.
Now it sounds good.
Well, it's better because the sets are really big and well designed. They have proper sets that they can walk around. The camera follows them around. Like a proper film.
Who would be your ultimate Peter Pan cast?
Bill Murray would be Peter Pan. Because Bill Murray made an appearance on Dave Letterman last year, dressed up as Peter Pan, and he flew around before Night Flying. And it was the greatest, thing I've ever
Bill
seen.
Bill Murray does not grow old.
Bill Murray as Peter Pan would be the greatest casting of all time. And then, so Bill Murray was on Dave Letterman last year, he was floating around doing Peter Pan. The next day he turns up with a film career. He's got a huge cut on the back of his head and blood pouring out. They go, what's wrong with you? He goes, I hit my head during Peter Pan. The ideal Peter Pan cast would be Bill Murray as Peter Pan, and Keith Christopher Walken, I guess. Just because I can't think of anyone else. Ian McKellen maybe, or like Al Pacino as Peter Pan, as Captain Hook, and then as Tinkerbell, you know, you have like
Anne Hathaway.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
When is Paul Rudd? Jennifer.
No, picking actual blonde actresses is boring. Pick someone funny.
I don't like Jennifer Lawrence anymore.
I've never liked Jennifer Lawrence.
I don't know, it's alright.
There's so many.
She's good in American Hustle.
She's good in American Hustle.
That movie any good?
Yeah,
not good movie. Jack Reacher.
No. Did you read my review I sent you yesterday? Back from 2012. I gave Jack Reacher a 1-star review when I first saw it.
Morgan Freeman
is Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
So much crap in Peter Pan Live that isn't Peter Walken intense, is it? No, it's just kind of impressive.
It's really hard to do though.
Yeah.
Like do it all live.
But it's an impressive production. There's a couple times when the CGI Tinkerbell fucks up though.
Yeah.
There's this big stripe across the screen.
What other characters are
there? There's Tiger Lily, the native. There's all of
three children that are gonna treat children.
I don't like the three children. I hate all of the Dumpy children. They're all horrible. They're so obnoxious. I liked Luke when he was like 9, 7, 8 and 9. Now he's 14, he's obnoxious. These two girls are awful. The only kid, yeah, no, I mean your man. Tyrell's the best, he's okay. No, Rico Rodriguez. I'm very much tired of Modern Family. It's not good.
I watched the new episode last night.
No, I was watching the new season for a while. I've given up now. I don't want
to.
But anyway, Christmas, it's Christmas Day. So what are you all doing on Christmas Day right now or later today since it's 6 a.m.?
Podcasting in the homeless shelter. We have homeless people on Christmas Day.
Yeah. That's where we are right now. We're in the homeless
shelter. Get settled in my new house, you know?
Yeah. How many bedrooms? 24?
Oh, yeah, Michael. No, I went for a 10-bedroom. I've been going for a very small house.
Michael. But,
you know, it's practical, it's portable.
You didn't get an airport hangar in the back there, so you can have the car damage.
Or you can have a helicopter pad on the roof.
Michael.
Yeah.
Remember, my toothbrush is the red one, your one's the blue one.
What happens if you mix them around?
I left all the stuff in my stuff in your wardrobe. Is that okay?
That's okay.
I moved into your wardrobe, that's how big it is.
Your whole family would be in there. Your house also functions as a hospital for the Ebola patients of America.
You know, yeah, I was feeling very sorry for American Ebola patients.
His shower is like Niagara Falls, just imported into his house. They just like drag it in with a crane.
Oh man.
I'm the king of the world. Waterfall. So you get pretty keen after that.
I'm gonna take a Christmas picture of me so that I can remember this Christmas.
The Titanic in the spot.
Okay, we should take it there.
Hold on! Cut a closing. That's the day. That's pretty crazy.
Oh yeah.
Let's discuss Christmas dinners.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be eating my vegetarian roast. like a boss.
What I'm eating this year is going to be a turkey.
I've never eaten a vegetarian roast, but I want to. And every year I ask for it, my parents are like, no, we're getting proper food, we're getting chicken. I'm like, no, I want a vegetarian roast.
Guess what I'm having this year? I'm having it's a turkey with a chicken stuffed inside it.
And did you see that video, no?
No. And then there's going to be a duck inside the chicken.
That's
and it's a waste. I know. I mean,
But what they did is they got a smaller turkey and they put it inside it, so it's selfish, put it off the big turkey. Selfish turkey.
I saw a thing saying they asked these kids in America where Thanksgiving dinner came from.
I hate to say it, Shane, but that's not how it works.
Thanksgiving
they lay eggs.
That's
George Washington.
They asked these American kids where the Thanksgiving dinner came from. So one kid's like, oh, grandma goes out and gets it from the forest. And another child goes, I don't think we had a turkey. I don't think we usually eat turkey. I think we had an apple last year.
So
I can never eat an apple again.
My mom always does a honey glazed ham.
Did you get the ham where it's like ham and then like it's like kind of like brown, not brown, black, kind of like studs?
Close.
I don't know. Yeah. Close. Yeah, my dad's actually a real cook and he doesn't even know.
Ham is actually my favorite meat.
I'm going to play steak is meat.
But you can't have steak on Christmas.
I've never really had a proper steak. I think I've had duck on Christmas
as well. Duck is really good.
Duck? Oh, I just like no meat. Duck is the nicest meat there is. But
it's great fatty.
I love duck though.
Django James, that actually pissed me off.
It's on New Year's Day.
What about desserts, lads?
Alright, Michael, this is what we're all watching on Christmas morning.
Oh!
Yeah.
Pavlova.
The Ugly Duckling and Me, animation, 2006.
I didn't know I had a biography movie.
No. Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas.
I love that movie. I fucking love that movie.
Sinbad.
It's then at 9 a.m. on BBC One. We have The Gruffalo.
I'm going to heavy edit this photo.
The Gruffalo. It says it happened. That's a Thanksgiving
game. No, the Gruffalo is like an hour.
It's half hour.
Gruffalo's really?
Half hour.
Oh, that's
then
good.
Then we have
Home Alone. Yeah, proper photo of me for Christmas.
Then we have Home Alone.
I put on my Christmas card.
Home Alone 2, Boston, New York is on at 8:05 or 8:01.
Oh my god.
We're gonna do that now.
I'm like a second in love.
We can do that now or we can do it on the roof. Yeah, we'll do it next.
Who's going to die?
We'll do all that. Because you know that this podcast that I listened to at the end of last year, they did a prediction of who was going to die this year. And the first thing the guy predicted was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Seriously?
Yeah. He said Philip Seymour Hoffman, Mario Batali, and the guy who died. And then Philip Seymour Hoffman died 2 months later.
The wrong one died.
But how would he have guessed that?
I don't know. He said he's overweight, he's known for drug abuse. So then when Philip Seymour Hoffman died, I was not as surprised as I should have
been. I remember 2 years ago, this book comes out like one more down.
Oh yeah.
No, 2 years ago they predicted a big ship was going to sink and the one in Italy tipped over.
Those are just people who sit in the room and say we have like a 1 in 10 chance of like probably things. So.
Okay.
Yeah, what they do is they have like
they use statistics. They're like how many boats are there? How many are going there? What's the weather gonna be like?
Wait, you don't believe in the supernatural?
Yeah. You don't believe in the supernatural.
We have to do something special because it is Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day, so let's open our Christmas crackers right here. Alright, so let's get our first Christmas cracker. Alright, it's me insane Christmas cracker, right? 3, 2, no. 3, 2, 1.
Who got it?
I did. I got a little pink crown.
What's the joke?
Here's the joke. A cripple walks into a bar. Ah, not that one again.
I think Lucy's going to become a cripple this year.
Let's.
You guys have to pull a Christmas cracker.
All right, let's predict each other's futures.
This is
no,
more for the year ahead.
This is not the
one.
Okay,
Michael. Millionaire drug abuse. No.
Become
a millionaire.
He becomes a millionaire.
I won't be doing the drug abuse.
And he is an entrepreneur. And then he marries us. And then like I don't know, just like.
massive amounts of heroin and crank.
Yeah.
And then Michael has a crack baby.
No, but Michael is too much of a good person to make a tough business decision and his business fails. He doesn't have to fire.
And then Michael lives in my house.
No!
No, he fails to write the book.
That's what happens when the money's going short. Everyone writes books.
I'm not a revolutionary computer invention. Something pure simple that makes him a millionaire again.
Shane's
one of Shane's aunts hits him with the back of her car, rendering him a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. So Shane has to be staying in intensive care forever.
No!
It's
dark. It's a
black
shit right now. It's Christmas Day, for God's sake.
No.
Lucien Mr. McCaffrey is leaving, sir. His website gets some moderate success, then he drops out, living with his parents, and he's still living with his parents 20 years later. A moderately fluctuating success, unsuccessful.
Eventually, his parents die.
What about his sex life?
What about it? What about Owen here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Owen.
You're gonna work as an elf in Macy's. I'm Owen.
To pay through college.
I'm Owen. I'll be your elf for today. The twist of Miss Macy's is a fucking strip club.
Alright, hey, someone do me. Someone do me.
Ever since Oscar's night, all I can do is imagine you're a bartender.
Yeah. Why would I be a bartender?
He buys a crappy pub in the middle of nowhere. And just, you know, there's like one guy who comes in every day.
Yeah, he talks to him about his troubles.
And he buys so much drink that he puts my kids through home college.
I don't know what
cars are.
Flippin' love them. M Smart model.
Yeah. Drive a car. Wait,
with a man with a body kit that looks like it's off like a crappy car.
I got a good game. Okay, everyone has to say what they want to be when they grow up, but no one can criticize and change into it. Michael, you want to go first?
What I want to be when I grow up.
Yes.
Oh, this is so stupid.
I want to be an engineer. Happy.
I'm happy that I'm doing shit. Successful.
Cookie Monster.
Fair enough.
Gardi or Junior?
You see, you set up a situation where you say nothing funny and just tell everyone what you want to be when you're an adult.
Yes, because 20 years later.
That's true.
No, you say this on every episode.
20 years later, we're all going to come back.
I'm taking control of this podcast. Taking control of the podcast.
Hang on. Let's have a deal. Let's make a deal right here. That 20 years from now,
whoever's
all come back and meet each other again and see what the hell happened to us.
No.
Yes.
What if archive.org lose funding?
He just wants to make a video with Mike on it.
Not really.
he won't do the porno, so
yeah.
Imagine trying to find a Twitter name in 100 years.
Some great quality photo right here.
Imagine trying to find a Twitter name in 100 years. It'd be like ZZBBBB. I mean, it'd be impossible because there's a 15 character limit, so there'd be none left.
Now how many characters are you on? How many different characters are there?
There's just letters and numbers and underscores. That's it.
He's like German.
Okay, so let's say we've got 26 and 9 in any combination.
Alright, okay, we will have voice
editors. Okay. So I copyright the name BuzzHub, I can reclaim the Twitter username BuzzHub from the company that shut down.
I have BuzzHub Twitter edit.
I have Buzz_Hub, which is not acceptable.
Right, okay. So anyone. Okay. Come back here in 20
years. It's Christmas, goddammit. Do something Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Years from now.
Yeah, do it on the New Year's episode next week.
We will meet Michael.
Cut that out of it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Christmas.
No.
Christmas
no.
song now.
We'll do it in the New Year episode. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes.
It's Christmas time.
Do we
No. Mr. P is teaching a different class, I think. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we vanish. Until I do a Christmas.
Apparently, that's a money Twitter combination maybe.
All right. I'll tell you what I do with Christmas Day. I go down to Salt Hill and I watch all the swimmers, but I don't swim. I just stand there.
My dad did that. I saw Lucy there one year.
Did you?
Do you want to go for a run on Christmas Day?
Maybe.
Me and Shane are doing that together.
Well, I want to go.
Like, we're both going now.
We're both going, whether or not.
Are you actually going?
No, me and Shane are going to organize a climb, and me and Shane are going to compete against it.
I mean, tell me when you're going, because I'm going to go at the same time.
We're going to go on my road.
I always go to Salt Hill at like 12 o'clock and just go for a walk. Yeah. I'll probably see y'all there anyway.
That'll be fun.
Let's find out what's happening on Fair City over Christmas.
Yay!
Yay!
Where's the soap opera section of this garbage? This is the worst thing ever. This is an annual of hatred. Someone find the soaps for me. You find me the soaps.
So apparently that's the money Twitter names you can have.
You're a what? I've done that for like 2 hours.
No, I sit and study. Sometimes
I've switched them around.
Sometimes
They're at the back.
Do you ever do that when you're on the toilet or on your phone?
Wait a second. I'll find the soap.
That happened once or twice.
What happened?
I sat in the toilet for too long, my legs went.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to keep...
You're on my phone.
Taking a shit.
Wait, what happened? Do your legs ever go numb from sitting on the toilet for too long?
Yeah, all the time.
That happens.
You have not embraced technology.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Half an hour.
Yeah, happens to me.
It's so funny. With Michael's like, oh, it's so fucking weird.
He's gonna die. He's gonna die.
But it's probably big enough.
And our joke tomorrow will be, here's a joke. Michael walks into a bar.
The day after, Michael the Cripple walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Everyone you're talking is quadriplegic.
I'm not.
Quadriplegic.
I will get a chronic knee injury at 22 and won't be able to play sports. I will become fat, I will become overweight. I will drive a 4 month new. No. No. Fetish.
This is the face I made for that.
Young schoolboy needs a...
It's not funny to joke about the abusive pornography industry. I do not condone of this humor. I do not condone of this humor. You said it, yeah, you said it on the survey for the yearbook. No shit, because normally everything you say is completely serious.
Why do you know? What's gonna happen 80 years later, someone's gonna stumble across this website, and I'm gonna be like, hey, we're gonna go around our friend.
Hey, on this website, these guys talking about,
and then we're gonna become a hit sensation.
Yeah, that's what I always say.
I feel Lucy could live till he's over 100.
This podcast is going to be like it's a message for people of the future about what we did. It is exceptionally loud in here right now.
I feel Lucy could live till he's over 100. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I could. I've never been vaccinated, so I'm already my body is pure.
You're already one step ahead of everyone.
Illicit substances, yeah.
Guys, would you rather die in an accident separately to each other?
Or would you all want to die in the same accident?
See, if we'd have the same accent, then the attention would be split between the four of us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more effective if we all have a bigger impact on the wire.
You can either die...
No, I mean, I want all the attention on me.
You can either die individually, right? Or you can die altogether trying to save, like, 4-year-old autistic kid or something.
So we sacrifice four fully functioning humans.
It's pretty dark. Oh, and the autistic kid dies away as well.
Oh no, that's... Dear God, that's so dark. Why are we going there? It's Christmas Day.
It's not Christmas Day.
No wonder people call Sideline on Christmas Day.
You can listen to our podcast. Do a Christmas Day episode on Christmas Day. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's just too depressing.
I won't be mad about Christmas Day.
Yeah, neither will I.
I'm really looking forward to the London episode, but Lucy might have internet.
I will. I'm going to London on Thursday, so we're going to record an episode over Google Hangouts.
What day? Cool. Sunday, Friday?
Friday, maybe. I don't know, whenever y'all are free.
Breakfast, Saturday.
Either Friday or Saturday.
I will be free on Friday.
Depends on training.
I train on Saturday.
Yeah, probably Friday. I don't know. I don't know how many people actually do it. Shane, do you have Google Hangouts?
I've studied.
Google Hangouts is better.
I'll try and get it.
Because Google Hangouts, you can do group video recording.
It's free.
The one we did on Google Hangouts turned out very well. If my internet had been faster.
Yeah.
My internet was shit, so it was breaking up. Anyway, 26 minutes. Christmas episodes are usually like an hour, but... I like anyone listens anyway.
Are you still doing a Christmas Carol?
And this year we're doing way more because we're doing a Christmas Eve episode. We're not doing a Christmas Carol, no. It's too much effort. We're going to do a Christmas Carol with Key and a Scrooge and me and Tiny Tim, but maybe next year. Next year we'll do it. This is the penultimate Christmas Day episode of the JL Show. Our second to last episode on Christmas Day. Very sad to think about.
Owen just died.
Owen's dead now.
Eggnog.
He overdosed on eggnog.
What the fuck is eggnog?
Eggnog is this like disgusting alcoholic drink that American people have.
Pouring out a full box of uncooked rice and drank a liter of water.
Liter of Sprite. But yeah, I like that.
Liter of water. See, rice expands when it gets in water.
Your stomach will just...
I don't eat Christmas pudding or Christmas cake, but we have for Christmas Day dessert.
Actually, you might die for it.
Trifle. We just buy trifle at Tesco, but... Fuck, I want that. I want that. You have to bring that to my house. I'm gonna go on a tour of all your houses for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'll come on my bicycle. You'll hear me coming. I'm gonna bring your bell.
I'll send you a Snapchat video of my tour.
Yes.
Everyone thinks I'm rich and I have a big house. Shane Kelly is a bigger house than me, so... You're gonna bump me.
How many square feet is your house?
I don't understand square feet, so I'm just going to ignore that.
4,000 square foot, including the garage. Including the garage.
We have a garage, and it's just full of...
I don't think it is. Mine's like 12,000.
Okay. 12,000? No, 1,200. Not 12,000.
Yeah, that's probably...
That's way too small.
I'm going to go on a bicycle and I'll go ling ling and I'll go, oh no, Lucy, it's time for his dinner. You'll have to serve me up a plate like or whatever you're having, but not meat. No meat.
This school will probably be 20,000.
Straight out. So I can find a big girl on Bing.
See, I have a small house. I don't have a big house. I don't have a small house either. There's four bedrooms. And the biggest thing is the two car garage.
Well, do like an
attic. Two car garage.
That's
where
you
Oh, do you Google Maps?
I said, did you see Lawrence? And he said, no. I said, well, I don't know if he went or not.
If you can get that, I'll show you my house though.
That might be over now. Oh no, we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
Say what now?
Where's that?
For Christmas is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Get my dick back in your mouth, though, quick. Get off the phone.
Yes, please.
Pass the weed, Owen.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Will you buy a kilo of heroin on the way home? Alright, yeah.
just strepsils. no thanks. Strepsils and heroin.
Strepsils.
Nasty combination.
All right, bye.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it?
Your mother.
And the astronaut divided a kilo of heroin on the
way home. She always finds the heroin.
And strepsils.
Well, no, I'm too young by myself.
My mom wouldn't get it.
I live in a really nice estate.
I have to make myself. I've never been to your estate, even though I live like a 3 minutes away.
Are you knocking her?
I'll show you where my house. Zoom out. I'll show you where my house is.
Oh shit!
Zoom out. Zoom out.
I'm looking at my house.
Zoom out. I want to see where my house is.
That's my house there.
Let's
can I just have a look?
Can we see where my house is?
I might have used to, I think what? I used to live near you.
Oh, and zoom out where you'll find my house. Yeah. Alright, where's the church? The church is... Oh geez, where's the church?
Listening to the episode of the JL Show.
We'll be back on December 27th for more podcasting fun and on New Year's Eve. And then we'll be back
you
for more.
You live out in the field somewhere, do you?
No, he lives...
Does anyone know where Drum Soccer pitch is?
Yeah.
What song should I play to end this episode?
Should I grab your
See Drum Soccer, do you know where Drum Soccer pitch is?
Yeah, right there.
That's them there.
Yeah, go up that way. Go right.
Michael, you should write us an original Christmas song for this episode.
Yeah.
You should.
That one there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should do that.
There's my house.
And while you're at it, do us a new theme song too.
Alright.
How do I go to Street View?
You should. You should. Before Christmas Day, you should do it.
I'll just add some bells in.
That's the Hurling Bitch. That's my Hurling Bitch. Just do like a 1 minute.
Do like a one minute Christmas song
to open this episode, so it'll be spooktacular.
How do I do Street View?
See what you can do. Thank you for listening. What?
You can do Street View on.
I don't know. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll be back December 27th. And visit our new website address has yet to be determined as of recording time.
All right, Michael, where do you live?
It's an interesting choice.
Oi, Cullen, boys!
I have to renew the domain name by December 22nd, which means that by the time this is out, we'll have a new domain name, which means that I don't know what website
which means
to
by
the
time it's out, you have to renew 3 days
No, I have to renew Oh, yeah.
This episode won't actually be up
for anyone listening.
So who knows what what the new domain name is. Anyway, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas.
That's my house.
To you all, and to all a good night.
Show.
Goodbye.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes,
squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below, spreading joy with a howdy ho. He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny, he can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, he loves me, I love you, therefore vicariously he loves you.
I can make him Mr. Hanky too. Well, Kyle, where is he? He's coming. Come on, dude, push.
Toilet, 'cause he's just clinging to your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo, Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never.